The Bush administration is defending its budget, which could push the federal deficit past $450 billion. That would be a record amount in dollars, but past deficits have been a bigger proportion of the nation's total economy. Two experts were asked about the deficit. First, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Josh Bolton, director of the Office of Management and Budget.
Josh Bolton, formerly the president's deputy chief of staff, took the reins of the administration's budget policies exactly 3 weeks ago. He's the chief architect of the administration's spending cuts, tax programs, and strategies for handling the deficit. I began the interview by asking him if reducing the deficit is a priority for the administration.
Juan, it is a priority for the administration, but we also have some really preeminent priorities that need to be addressed first. And they have been protecting the American homeland, winning the war on terror, and getting this economy back to growth.
Josh Bolton, some people are saying that tax cuts are a major reason for the deficit. Do you also pinpoint the tax cuts now as a major cause of these deficits?
No. It's certainly true that the tax cuts reduce the revenues coming into the government somewhat, but they're actually a relatively small portion of the deficit problem we face. If you look at the change in the deficit situation from the rosy predictions at the start of 2001, you'll see that less than a quarter of the change is attributable directly to the tax cuts. The biggest part is an economy that has not been performing up to what we needed to do to create jobs and growth.
One of the arguments about this deficit is, of course, highly political, and that there's some who are saying, well, the deficits and the problems, the economic problems, were there before this administration came into power. Do you subscribe to that theory?
I don't think it's a question of fixing blame in one direction or another, but it is true that at the time that the president entered into office, the economy was going into recession.
But of course, people say there were no deficits. In fact, President Clinton left surpluses. How would you respond to that?
President Clinton did leave surpluses, but the most important thing is that there was strong economic growth that helped put us in that situation. The situation that President Bush was left with was an economy that was entering into recession, a stock market in collapse, a number of corporate scandals that had been brewing for many years that were to come to light very shortly, an attack on September 11th of his first year in office, and a subsequent war on terror.
Josh Bolton, we're already in a political season, given that the presidential election will be in 2004. Do you think these deficits will work against President Bush as he seeks re-election?
I don't know, and they are a legitimate reason for concern, but we think the deficits that we have right now are manageable. The way we would know that the deficits are not manageable is if we saw rapidly rising long-term interest rates. We haven't seen that. In fact, we've seen the opposite. We've seen some of the lowest interest rates in generations.
Do you believe that the deficits that we're seeing now will be permanent, create a permanent structural change in the American economy?
I don't think so if we do the right things. We need to do two things in particular right now: make sure we bring growth back to this economy and exercise fiscal discipline in the annual budgets going forward. That's in the short run. In the long run, we need to deal with the very large tidal wave of unfunded liabilities that are coming toward future generations in Medicare and Social Security.
Josh Bolton, earlier when you were speaking, you said there's a certain percentage of the deficit that can be blamed on slow growth, another percentage that could be attributed to some of the tax cuts. But what about the war and the cost of homeland security? How much does that play into the deficit?
It plays in substantially. If we're looking at 2003, just over half of the change from 2001 is attributable to the economy, to slow growth. Next largest, at just about a quarter, is additional spending for homeland security and defense. And the smallest portion, also under a quarter, would be tax relief.
Josh Bolton is director of the Office of Management and Budget. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.